This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 47. Today, four idioms to get you that 7 in speaking and writing.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we are here to show you how to get the 7 that you need on your next IELTS exam. Subscribe to our show and join Jessica Beck, the Examiner of Excellence, and Lindsay McMahon, the English Adventurer, coming to you from Portland, Oregon, and Boston, Massachusetts, USA. In today's episode, you'll get 4 role plays and you'll learn 4 idioms that you can use in your speaking test to get a score of 7. Hey, Jessica, what's going on?
Hey, Lindsay, I am so good. I'm excited about, I'm always excited about something. I'm excited about what we get to talk about today.
I know, because the speaking test is always fun because we know that our listeners struggle, but we know they can do it and we want to help them do it.
Yeah, and something that I get asked all the time, and I'm sure you do too, is like, teacher, what are some idioms I can use? Right. Which is a hard question to answer because native speakers in English, and I don't know if every language is like this, but we use idioms all the time.
Right. And the reason that we actually want to throw these idioms into our speaking test is, right, that we want to increase our score. We want to push that score up, as you've said in the past, from a 6 to a 7 or from a 5 to a 6, right? And exactly. That's what we can do if we throw in these idioms.
Exactly. Yeah. On the speaking and writing. So remember, guys, in order to get that 7 for vocabulary on the speaking and the writing, you have to show the examiner that you can use some idiomatic language.
Yeah. Okay?
So these we're gonna show you guys today 4 idioms that you guys could definitely use on the test because they're about the most common topics in speaking and writing. So,
right. So again, you can just copy and paste these into your test and you will probably increase your score, right, Jessica?
Yeah. At least your vocabulary score for sure will increase. All right, Lindsay, I'm going to ask you a question that could definitely be in speaking part 1, okay?
Go for it. I'm ready.
All right. Lindsay, can you talk about the house or apartment you live in?
Yeah, well, you know, my house is actually pretty welcoming. So I really like to have my guests make themselves at home. So when they walk in, there's a nice comfy couch in the living room and they can sit down. And I often like to serve them a drink. And there's, of course, there's a TV there. There's a nice fireplace. It is just a gorgeous and very welcoming space.
Do you really have a fireplace?
No.
Oh, darn.
I wish for the winter. Boston winters, right?
Oh my gosh, yeah. You need a fireplace. Fireplaces are so romantic. I just want to sit in front of a fireplace with a book.
They are. Yeah, no.
Make myself
a fireplace, but
okay, so the idiom, guys, that Lindsay used there, if you caught it, was make yourself at home or make oneself at home. This is great. You guys could definitely use this. So if you want someone just to feel very comfortable in your house,
right,
we say make yourself at home.
Right. And this is really natural for someone when you actually do invite someone into your home.
Yeah.
Literally, you would say that to them. Oh, make yourself at home. Can I get you a drink? You just sit down and relax. But you can also, of course, insert this into your speaking test because it'll show that you have those dynamic skills.
Exactly. So even if you don't like visitors coming to your house, pretend that you do. So you can use this idiom on the test.
No need to be honest on this test, right?
Exactly. Just use good English. That's all we need. Okay, so make yourself at home. And like Lindsay said, guys, when you have like when you have an English speaker come to your home, or anybody that you are speaking English with come to your home, this is something that native speakers say all the time. Someone comes into my house and I say, you know what? If you're hungry or thirsty or if you need anything, just make yourself at home. I think in Spanish it's kind of the same. Mi casa es tu casa, right?
Oh, it's like cool. The same sort of thing. Yeah, very cool. Very cool. So,
all right. So, Lindsay, will you ask me a question, please, about school
or studying? So, Jessica, so what are you studying right now? Like, what are you working on in your studies?
I'm really trying to actually improve my Spanish. So I have really been hitting the books, trying to read some Spanish poetry, but also looking at some grammar rules, some textbooks. So I've been going to the library every day and just hitting the books for like 2 hours a day.
Wow, you're super dedicated. Is that true?
I wish I had time to do that.
I'm like, that's amazing.
That's a future goal. That's
a future goal. It's an aspirational goal, right? Exactly. You want to.
Exactly.
All right. Okay, well, we'll pretend it's true.
So hit the books. That's an awesome idiom.
It is. So what does it mean, Jessica? What does it mean when we say to hit the books?
Yeah, so it just means that you are studying a lot. Seriously.
Yeah, you're working hard, right? Yeah. Did you used to hit the books a lot when you were in high school, or were you just naturally smart and you just got the concepts
away? Oh my gosh. My husband is like that. Seriously?
Really?
He's the opposite of hitting the books. He didn't even buy textbooks in college.
No.
Seriously.
Are you kidding? That's so not fair.
I know, right? So most people, like normal people, like Lindsay and I,
we study.
We studied. I was such a good student. I hit the books. Every day. Hours.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I had to work hard in school. Yeah, but it's good because you learn how to work hard, right?
Yeah.
When you hit the books every day, you learn how to actually survive in the career, in your professional life later
on.
You're preparing yourself for time management, for, you know, to deal with work, to develop grit and resilience.
For sure. Exactly. The time I spent organizing myself and studying and working hard and, you know, seeing that work pay off, like, first you hit the books, hours you hit the books, but then you get good grades and then you get, you know, like, it does pay off, just like for IELTS, guys.
Totally.
If you hit the books for IELTS and you spend the time, you put in the work, it will pay off and you will get a good score for sure.
There's no need to attend a fancy, expensive IELTS school when you have our free IELTS video training created by Jessica Beck, who has 10 years of experience with the IELTS exam. So go and get our free training series. Go to allearsenglish.com/training. That's allearsenglish.com/training. Right. So if you were someone in school, guys, who just kind of breezed through things and didn't need to hit the books, you're going to want to be careful of that, because with this exam, you do need to learn the exam, and no one knows the exam naturally, right, Jessica?
Yeah.
So this will be a time when you will need to look at that. If you have a certain assumption about the way that things are easy, or you can just breeze through without studying, you actually want to reconsider.
Not going to happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we've said before, guys, I've seen native speakers take the test and they do not get nines. Okay. It's not just like walking in and doing well. Huh?
Right.
You have to know what the examiner wants. You have to hit the books. You have to spend time practicing and learning the strategies and all that hard work, good stuff.
All right. Awesome. I like it. So we've got a new idiom. Let's move on to the next one. What do you think, Jessica?
Cool. A really common topic on the test is my favorite thing. Food.
Love it.
Okay.
Who doesn't?
So let's see. Lindsay, do you eat breakfast every morning?
I do, but you know, some of my friends don't. They really prefer to just kind of quickly eat and run. Like, they jump up, they grab a banana, and they go. But I personally like to sit down and have a nice bowl of oatmeal and coffee and get myself ready for the day.
I do not like to eat and run.
I don't.
I think if you really love food, you want to spend your time enjoying it. Yeah.
Right. But you know, our culture really is rampant with eat and run types, right?
That's right. The success of fast food and all those like commercials for Pop-Tarts and breakfast microwave sandwiches and...
Yeah, literally, you see the mother, like, throwing it into the kid's hand, and the kid's, like, running for the bus, right? Eat and run.
That's what, yeah, that's not even an idiom anymore. That's just literally what people are doing.
Yeah.
So we, like Lindsay just said, we use this a lot in our culture, and it's not just Western culture. I think it's all over the world. People are, you know, people are busy.
Yeah.
So a lot, like in Taiwan, a lot also, there's all the, you know, food on the street that you could buy, like noodle carts and stuff, where you just, you buy your lunch and you just eat it as fast as you can, and then you go back to work, and it's not healthy.
It's not good for the body. You don't give yourself a chance to digest, to sit down, but, you know, that's a different episode, I guess, but this is a great, a great idiom to really, again, copy and paste, guys. It's really simple. Just throw it into your speaking test.
Totally. Easy to use. So if you, on the speaking or writing, if you have to talk about when and where and how you eat, or if you have to talk about fast food, for example, totally talk about how these days people are so busy they have to eat and run. You know, that's just eat super quickly and get back to work or get back to studying.
Yeah, I like the idea, as you've just said, Jessica, going to current trends, right? These days, or, you know, at this time, you know, that's a really go-to topic that we could use when we're, when our mind is going blank.
Totally. Yeah, exactly. Talk about what in general you see people doing. And this is definitely what people around us are doing right now.
Absolutely. Should we jump into the next one?
For sure.
Okay. So, Jessica, what kinds of things do you like to do when you travel? Where do you like to go?
I really like to go off the beaten track. I like to see things that not everybody has seen, that maybe all the tourists are not going to see, you know, making discoveries, seeing new things about the culture that I don't see in a guidebook.
Ooh, very cool. Very cool. You threw in a really good idiom here, a really useful idiom. What was it?
Off the beaten track. I love this idiom. I think it's also like kind of poetic. It's a pretty sort of image to me.
Absolutely. Right. You can really imagine someone going literally off the track.
Yeah.
Off of the normal path.
You could, I think this idiom is easy to remember. Yeah, precisely because you could have this picture associated with it. So the beaten track is this idea of like a path or a street or a sidewalk where people walk on all the time. So it's like like the dirt is beaten down by their feet.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You can see the indentation in the dirt.
Exactly. Off the beaten track. Because like hundreds of tourists have walked there before. So that is maybe if you're, you know, like a curious traveler, which I'm sure most of our listeners are, you want to go off the beaten track. You want to go away from where all the tourists are and see the local culture and make discoveries of things that, you know, most people don't get to see.
Good. I love that. I love that. So we've put out four awesome idioms that our listeners can definitely use, right, Jessica?
Yeah.
Because they're inevitably going to get one of these four questions or topics in speaking part one or two. Is that correct?
I would say you will definitely get two of these. Like,
okay.
Memorize these four idioms, guys. Write them in your notebooks. Look for examples online. Google them. See them in sentences. And then practice using them.
Love it. So guys, go ahead and try to implement these into your speaking test and you will raise your score.
For sure.
Love it.
Totally.
Cool. Thanks for hanging out today, Jessica.
My pleasure. I hate to eat and run, Lindsay, but I gotta go. No, just kidding.
All right. Well, I'll catch you next time then.
All right. Have a good day.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.